Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you another teaching moment of truth and discernment from God's Word. Today's topic, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, I wanted to cover this. God's Word talks about, you can read about the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. Today, I really want to talk about the fruit of the Spirit of God. And if you go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, Apostle Paul says this, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." So that tells you the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and those are wonderful, awesome gifts to have and strive for, and those are good evidence of someone who's walking in Christ. But there's one that people miss that I wanted to cover, and it's very, very important. And that is, if you go to the book of Ephesians, and you go to chapter 5, and you look at verse 9, you will never find people, well, we don't anyway, find people quoting this. They'll often talk about, you know, when you call out sin and error or you test bodies or people to make sure they're biblical, they'll say, make sure you're loving, make sure you're meek, make sure you're kind, make sure you're patient. Okay, those are good biblical gifts, yep. But let's go to Ephesians 5, verse 9. "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." That's what I want to focus on, righteousness and truth. You know, I've never once yet met a man who claims to be a Christian that will talk about truth and righteousness in a person as fruit of the Holy Spirit. They all want to focus on the gifts of, you know, God's grace and joy and meekness and patience, and those are good, but let's balance it with what the rest of God's Word says. And here's what I'm offering to you today. If you aren't striving for truth, which truth will lead you to righteousness right before God through Jesus Christ, and then by living a godly life as fruit, you're born of God, not works, as fruit, you're born of God. Truth. Jesus said he was the truth. He said, "Thy word is truth." It is so sad that people that claim to be Christians do not lift up truth as fruit that you're born of God. If you stumble around in a sinful life and in man-made religion full of error and heresy and unbiblical doctrines and pagan ways, you are not born of God. Or I should say, that's not evidence that you're born of God. Let me say it better that way. It's not evidence you're born of God. I don't know if you're really born of God or not, but that's not the fruit of being born of God. If we go back to Galatians 5, Paul says this, 17, verse 17, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I told you before, and I have told you in the times past, they that do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Now think about this. People are always talking about God's grace. Oh, you're forgiven. You're okay as long as you believe in Jesus. Paul right here says, if you do these things, that's not fruit, you're born of God. Don't expect heaven, expect God's judgment. So if you're born of God, part of the fruit of your life will be patience, love, kindness, truth, and righteousness as well. You know, there's a big problem in American Christianity. Everyone focuses on love so much, and it's important. They forget everything else. And it's not godly love if it's not obedient and it's not in truth. So I just wanted to bring that up. The fruits of the Spirit, truth is one of them. According to Ephesians 5, we need to make sure if we claim Christ that we're walking in truth. And that's what don'tperish.com is all about. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to our teaching blog. Go to John 4:24 audio. Go to our unbiblical teachers blog. All there to help you in the biblical gospel all there to help you in the true New Testament body, and also there to help expose false man-made religion, Mormon, Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah Witness, Lutheran, Catholic, whatever the flavor man has created. And sadly, we see people not clinging to truth. We see people clinging to what they choose to cling to. This is not of God. God has given us our command and our marching orders, and we see by His Spirit who is His. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. That has nothing to do with a lascivious, worldly, carnal, man-made religious lifestyle. So you need to test yourself. Paul says, test yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5, lest you be a reprobate. So our website, don'tperish.com, is there to help you. We're out striving, preaching the gospel, helping people see truth. We don't want our neighbor to perish because we love them. Check back soon, adding more audios and articles all the time, proclaiming the truth of God, rejecting the false ways of man. Thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.